Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, we're back. Chickies on a Wednesday, the WIP afternoon show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz, we are at Chickies and Pizza South Philly for Birds of the Bye, benefiting the Travis Mannion Foundation, brought to you by Bud Light. Ike, we were just on the air 5 minutes ago. How you feeling, brother?
Well, I just swallowed that chicken sandwich.
Ooh. There you go.
Pause.
Nice.
Yeah.
I feel pretty good.
I don't know if that's a pause moment.
Well, I mean, I just felt like I needed to.
Does anyone call anything a chicken sandwich?
Well, yeah. It's choking the chicken.
All right.
That's pretty good by you.
Yeah, it's quick.
I'm feeling pretty good, Brother Spike. That is Jackie Baseball. Jackie Baseball?
You
I'll just say
loser?
This. I'll just say this.
You fat loser?
Nope. We better be ready to give Kyle Schwarber 5 years, $150+ million. We had better be ready to do it. That's all I'm saying. Holla at your boy.
I don't want to do it.
Nah.
I don't want to do it, Ike.
Nah. Don't do it.
Nah. Finally, people get what they want. Me talking about Eagles football, baby.
Yep.
Birds at the bye.
Birds at the bye, baby.
Nah, man.
Joe, it's going to be a big, big, big show. LA Shore Parks joins us for the 3 o'clock hour again.
Yep.
So if you liked that yesterday, tune in again. Baldy will join us at 4.
That was kind of tamed yesterday.
We will have Broads in here for Flyers and 50. That is the rumor at 3:30.
Yeah.
We'll see if he wants to start any more trouble.
Yeah.
Or if he even gets a microphone.
Yeah, well, we'll see. Well, there's only 4 seats.
First time we've seen him.
Yes, since he tried to take our jobs.
Big inside move, yeah.
Yeah, and Joe Giglio with us for the first hour. Joe, we never spoke to you about Broads' big move to try to...
Yeah, how about that, yeah, Joe?
I have a lot of thoughts on it.
Okay, I'd love to hear from you.
My first thought is that that publication is behind a paywall, right?
It is.
He didn't think any of us would see it. He thought he could say whatever he wanted.
Well, how did Jack get it?
How did Fritzy get it?
Yeah, you don't pay for the business journal.
I don't. It was unlocked. I don't know why.
Oh. Yeah.
It was such exclusive content.
Wow.
That they unlocked it knowing they
but
were
going to when I went to, they put the paywall back up.
Do you think Broads made a phone call?
Yes, please, before anyone else reads this.
Yeah, okay, so you think Broads thought we would never see it.
I think he thought it was totally in the dark just for like a few people to see, and he was not prepared for the what happened.
And then if let's say you were in that situation, and let's say you are, you're cemented now as a, full-time daytime host here on WIP. Let's say you're in Broads' situation, you make that comment, and then you get put on the in the spotlight on the WIP afternoon show. Broads thought the right way was to raise his voice six octaves and double down.
No.
And take a shot at me.
And take a shot at and Jack. Yeah. Well, and also take a shot at your show, Joe.
Yep.
Giglio.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, well, we said, well, what about middays? He's like, I'm not interested in middays.
Oh.
Yes.
All right.
So what would you have done?
I missed that. Broads and I will have to have a talk about that.
Yeah.
So I think the proper play would have just been to say, I'm being aspirational. It has nothing to do. Like, because that's probably what it was, right? He just is being aspirational. And that's fine. Everyone in this business is. But That's what he should have done, yelling and doubling down and then taking a shot at the midday, not how you handle it.
Yeah, well, he tensed up a little bit. Tensed up a little bit.
Wasn't ready.
So we're going to do something we never do, and we're going to talk about the Eagles all day here on the show.
Really?
Eagles season. Yeah, you know, we thought we'd mix it up a little bit for Birds at the Bye. We have two, and I'll start with you, Giglio. How about this? We have two, put special teams away. The offense and the defense.
Even though we respect special teams.
We respect special teams on this show.
On this show, you have to. Yeah.
And both of them have had their moments, right? The offense has had their moments. The defense has had their moments. But neither unit, I don't think, is anywhere near. We expected the offense to be better than it was last year. And the defense is clearly not as good as it was last year. If I had to ask you, what do you have more confidence in for the second half of the year, the Eagles offense or the Eagles defense playing at a level we need, you know, in the context of a Super Bowl, which side of the ball are you more confident in?
So it's interesting we're having this conversation today because, like, 2 weeks ago I would have had a different answer. But I am now more confident in the offense the rest of the way because I think Petullo has figured some things out. They've adjusted. Jalen Hurts is playing as well in the passing game as we've seen in a very long time. They just ran the football as well as they have at any time since last year. And the defense, guys, we can all be excited for what Howie Roseman did the last couple weeks. But it's also, when you take a step back, it does feel a little bit alarming that they think they need to import four defensive players at this point of the season. It tells you what I think they think of the players they have on that side of the football. And all of them come with questions. Brandon Graham hasn't played since last season. Michael Carter has not been the same player the last couple of years for the Jets. Jair Alexander, I mean, John Ritchie's trying to tell me this morning he's going to the Hall of Fame. He couldn't give it on the field.
Oh, Ritchie's out of control.
Oh, he loves him. We ordered his jersey this morning for him. And then Jalen Phillips, I like a lot.
Can I interrupt you for a second? And the turn that John Ritchie has made on Howie Roseman is one of the most extraordinary turns I've ever seen. He used to look at Howie and basically call him a calculator dork. He couldn't respect him, all that kind of stuff. And now he is did Roseman get to him? Has he been wormed up by Howie?
I mean, he thinks Howie has the Midas touch. I mean, every player he acquires. So to that point, and even Jalen Phillips. Guys, Jalen Phillips looks like a really good player, and he was good under Vic Fangio. Look at the last 2 years. Achilles, knee. He's got a few sacks this year. And that's what they imported to help their defense. So I just feel like there's way more questions on defense talent-wise. I trust the offense more.
Ike, what do you trust more the rest of the year?
Offense or defense?
Yes.
Oh, the offense, for sure. Offense, for sure. Listen, love the young guys on defense. They're still trying to figure it out. We can't even get the a group of 11 out there that we rely on every week. So, you know, this thing may take a few more weeks before they sort of iron out who's going to be the CB2 over there, right? And what else Vic Fangio wants to do as far as these sub packages go when you're playing nickel, you're playing dime. What's your NASCAR package from a pass rushing standpoint on third down, obvious passing situations? I think they're still going to take a little bit of time to sort of work that out. But in the meantime, it's going to be the offense. It's going to be the offense. And I think we've gotten through sort of the rough part of the season where you're trying to smooth out some of the rough parts, and they're starting to form an identity that they can rely on. And if it has to be a passing game, well, we're going to throw the ball. We're going to throw the ball from under center. There's going to be some play action. We're going to run the ball from under center. I hope with this extra week off they just had, they're going to be able to add some new wrinkles to what they do offensively. I don't need to get crazy with it, but the fact of the matter is the majority of the talent, if you're putting it on a scale offensively and defensively, it weighs heavily on the offensive side of the football. It just does.
From a talent standpoint, yes, there's no question.
From a cohesive standpoint, right? Like in Petullo even being here for the last 5 years and understanding where these guys sort of fit, I think they have figured it out. Now they just need to add to it. And I said it during the last, you know, hour with the midday guys. You know, I'm comfortable putting pressure and the onus and the responsibility on Jalen. I am. For me, he's sort of earned more trust in the passing game from Kevin Petullo, plays to design, things, shots down the field. And it's really about, okay, Jalen, this is your time. Like, this is your time to actually step out there and be that guy that everyone, not, I shouldn't say everyone, but a lot of people don't feel like you have the ability to be. And I believe he does. I believe he does have that ability to do it. They just need to all be on the same page. He needs to play with confidence, and we're rolling. We're rolling. You got to be excited about this offense coming down the stretch, man. Come on.
215-592-9494. What do you have more faith in, the rest of the offense or the defense? Fritz, you're laughing.
Yeah.
It's not even close. Listen, I trust Vic Fangio more than I trust Kevin Petullo. And I think Vic Fangio is going to get it right, and he's going to get these pieces flowing well. And Jalen Phillips under Vic Fangio was a different player than he'd been after Vic Fangio left. And listen, it's been a good 2 weeks with the Eagles offense, but we got to see a little bit more. I think that we're going to get back to this being a defensive and run the football type team. And I think that Vic Fangio is going to have the magic touch. There's one guy I trust the entire organization besides Howie. It's Vic Fangio. So I will take the defense rest of the year.
Here's where you're misled, Fritz, is that Vic Fangio can be the greatest defensive coordinator of all time. If he doesn't have the players, he doesn't have the players. Like, you can look at the history of Vic Fangio. If Vic Fangio was everything that you said he was, then every defense he's ever coached would have been a top five defense. But it's not the case. It's not the case. Now, he's great. He's a Hall of Fame level coordinator. He changed the game. He changed how other teams play defense. I agree with all those things. But I do go back to what Giglio said, is that they have so many not a ton of questions, but enough questions.
Well, enough over there.
Enough questions, yeah. On personnel, yeah. And that both questions, at least one of them we had an answer to last year. That was CB2 we had an answer to. And then the pass rush, they weren't doing it from nobody was particularly dominant, but they had so many good players that they could rotate in and out that by the end of the year they were getting pass rush, they were getting turnovers by the end of the year. I'm a little actually worried about the defense. I'm not worried about the offense. I'm a little worried about the defense. And the only reason I'd pick the offense over the defense is that I'm not worried about the offense. I'm just worried about the defense from personnel standpoint.
The offense could easier revert back to, like, when have they been a consistent offense?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW. Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
They played two good weeks, and they beat the Giants defense. Can we relax a little bit?
The pass game's been good for 3-4 weeks in a row. It has.
Well, the Giants game was not a good passing day.
Well, sure it was.
Oh, get out of here.
He was 15 of 20 for 175 yards and 4 touchdowns.
Lost the game. And
no, you mean the first Giants game.
I was on the first Giants game.
Oh, well, the first Giants game, everybody was bad.
Well,
defense was bad, too. Well, hold on.
Defense was worse.
Hold on,
Mr. Yap-a-lot over there. How'd the defense look against the Giants team? As they got it shoved down their throats by two rookies.
Well, that was that one time. One game the entire season, they got bullied.
This defense let Carson Wentz go up and down the field. Did
he get in the end zone?
No, but if he didn't miss throws, the Vikings with Wentz, who had one bad shoulder, would have had like 35 points.
That's fine.
No,
listen,
it's not.
When you have a great player like Carson Wentz it's you got to sometimes chalk it up to that. Yeah. Giglio, you
I
know that.
It. Sure.
God, you guys are crazy. I didn't know you guys doubted Vic. That's surprising.
No,
yeah?
No. Interesting. This is a Jalen issue with you. This isn't a Vic issue.
Yeah. Of course.
Are you where are you? Now, we had our intervention last week with you and the Jalen people. It didn't really work.
No, it helped.
Did it help you personally?
Yeah. I thought Monday was my most positive Fifth at Six open in the history of the show.
Really?
Yeah.
What, then they're going to win the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Are you sure that's not an emotional hedge for you?
We'll see.
Okay.
We'll see.
No, but I said one of the reasons why they're going to win the Super Bowl is because of the adjustments they made on the passing game.
You see, you're...
But here's the trick to that, though, Spike.
Yeah.
There's no tricks.
They are going to win the Super Bowl.
I know.
Yeah, I hope you do. I hope you get ready to embrace and enjoy.
Fritz Stradamus. Back I did this to last.
Well, the trick is now if they don't, Jalen cost them because Jack said he would.
They
play well.
Better sign Kyle Tucker. They better sign Alex Bregman. I mean, come
don't
on.
Worry, we're gonna have a rookie playing in the outfield while we play Nick Castellanos.
Yeah,
$20 million to be on a different team.
Team's a snooze fest.
Yeah. Wait, which team?
This team.
He's some other Phillies.
No. No, the Eagles are so boring.
215-592-9494. Corey in Columbus. You're a WIP. What's up, Corey?
Hey, man. Y'all know the motto. There's no fear. Hey, what's the rest, y'all?
When Jalen Hurts is here, baby.
That's right, baby. Y'all know. Listen.
You gave up on him 3 weeks ago.
Y'all know who I got the most confidence in. Right? QB1, baby.
So the offense.
What's up, Dillio? How you doing?
Corey, what's up, pal?
I'm doing all right, man. I don't get to talk to you much. I got you on the show, you know. So what's up, man? I got to say what's up to Dillio. Uncle, you ain't there, but what's up, man? But listen, I'm not worried about the defense. I think this defense is going to get timely stops when we need it. Like I like the additions. I said it on Monday. The Jair Alexander, I mean, I know it's midseason. It reminds me a lot of when we picked up James Bradbury in 2022. Like, a lot of people look at Bradbury at the end, how he was terrible. But when we first got him, he wasn't looked at the way he was. Like, he made all pro that year, right? You know what I'm saying? You put Vic Fangio, work a little magic on it. Because he's probably the most talented quarterback, cornerback that we have other than Q and Coop, I mean, on the team. Because he better than Ringo. I need those beat writers to stop telling me how good Ringo is. He should be happy.
Yeah, that's over. That's over. I hope all the beat writers are. Yeah.
We Dory Jackson, you know what I'm saying? You need to take as long as you can to recover from that concussion. I need you to get right, buddy. So I need you to stay home and get taken care of before you come back. You know what I'm saying? And Jalen Phillips, like, Jalen Phillips is a player. You added him, BG, I'm not high on the BG signing, but if BG can give you 10 to 15 quality snaps, Nolan Smith coming back, imagine your last name being 58 and it being Hunt, baby. You got him emerging. And you got N'Kobe Dean coming back more and more. Campbell, I'm telling you, man, you giving the master all these ingredients to make this great meal. Remember, I told y'all at the beginning of the season, if you give him the ingredients, not you can make have a trash chef and give him great ingredients, that meal's still going to be garbage. But if you got like an emerald, you know what I'm saying, somebody like that, an emerald, a chef, you know what I'm saying, a guy like that can give him some top ingredients, well, you're going to get a masterpiece. I'm telling y'all, this second half, Jalen Hurts, A.J. Brown, listen, baby, we're going to get you the ball. I just need you to be quiet for 9 games. We can send you, do whatever you want. I just need you to listen. Be a good citizen for 9 games. You know what I'm saying? Don't even talk.
No, we need 12 games. Elliot. 12 games, Corey. We need 9 regular season and 3 postseason.
That's right. That's right. But when we get into the postseason, you know what it is. You can put it. You can QB1 going to put the cape on like you always do. And then we shout out No Limit. We got the tank and the best player in football running the football. Our offensive line that has some weeks to get healthy, watch out. Now, I can't wait for that Lions game.
God bless Saquon. I don't think we can do best player in football this year.
Best player in football. All right. Green Bay Filet on Sunday. Get the grill out.
Monday. We said this yesterday. The game's Monday.
Fries. Yeah, it's Monday game.
Yep. Bring some crab fries. Said, Green Bay Filet. And I can't wait for them Lions. Oh, we going to put them on the grill, too. I ain't never had no Lion before. But, hey, we're going to see
probably
what
a lean
like
meat.
Too.
Yeah, I would say so. That's a strong animal.
Yeah.
Everybody else in the NFC, that's top liver. Right? Rams, we take care of them.
All right, Corey. Let me ask you this. If I gave you a choice, because we were talking about the things that Howie did at the deadline. You can have everything that Howie did at the deadline, or you can trade 2 firsts for Sauce Gardner. What would you have rather had?
Ooh.
Like could he have, rather than all these small swings, could he, and he was clearly trying to do a big swing on the defensive line. And we none of us think the Myles Garrett thing is over. Right. Like that could be the offseason. But this year, to try to win a Super Bowl, would you rather they make the three trades they made, or you trade two first-round picks for Sauce Gardner? What gives them a better chance to win the Super Bowl this year?
Wow. That's a good question. Because they needed to upgrade the pass rush.
They did.
They needed to. But if you're talking about having another lockdown corner out there.
Which is what they did last year.
Yeah, with Quinyon Mitchell on the other side.
Might be the best pair of corners.
Yeah, exactly. It would be the best pair of corners in football.
Stumped you on that one.
Yeah, no, it's a great question. If I take the players that are involved, the history of the players, and projecting forward, I'd have to go with the two first-rounders for Sauce Gardner.
Giglio, what would you have done?
I would have done what Howie did. Two first-rounders for any non-quarterback, unless it's – like I thought Myles Garrett was different because he's just so great that you just – I would have done that, whatever it cost for him. I don't know. Sauce Gardner's good, but doesn't it feel like he's been a little up and down in his career?
He has, but it – so
man, you put him on the opposite side of Quinyon Mitchell?
His first 2 years, he was all pro.
He was.
Yes.
But then it hasn't been as great.
No, but he's also been – he's also lost Robert – he lost a good defensive coordinator.
And he's in a bad situation. I know.
Yeah.
But two first-rounders? I mean, that's serious.
It is two early second-round
picks.
Oh,
that's my favorite way we spin this.
Yeah. Well, here's how I look at it, though. Here's how I look at it. Take away one of the first rounders and just say it's Sauce Gardner. You're just trading one player for one player, and it's Sauce Gardner. And whoever you take in that first round spot is probably not going to be as good as Sauce
probably
Gardner.
Probably not.
So you're really just paying one extra first round pick as an upgrade. You're getting a young player in place of that one first round pick.
Yes.
I know everyone says the price is crazy. I think to a certain extent
I would have done it.
And when you look historically, these trades don't usually work out as well for the team that traded for the player. We can all point to the Rams it happening. A lot of times it doesn't
work. Well, they won the Super Bowl, though.
They did win the Super Bowl. Yeah. So. I just two first round picks when you assume the team is gonna be pretty good for the next couple of years. I don't know if two first round picks is too much for a 25-year-old lockdown corner who's under contract for the next 4 years.
Think about this, Spike. Joe, think about this. Two of the five best lockdown corners in football
would have been here.
And not even in the prime of their career. You would have them for the next 5 to 8 years, potentially. To go along with Cooper DeJean in the secondary, and if you want to keep Reed Blankenship, and you got Drew McCooper moving forward, man, listen. You're talking about a secondary that's like Al Harris, Troy Vincent, Bobby Taylor, Brian Dawkins.
Well,
that's the type of secondary, the caliber of secondary you're talking about.
It makes me wonder if Howie and the Eagles value this as much as we're talking about it, because he even answered a question yesterday about offering a lot from Myles Garrett and Micah Parsons. He didn't shy away. But why weren't the Eagles in this conversation?
They wanted to pass rusher.
That's what I mean. I don't know if they want to put the resources into a corner.
Oh, I agree.
They might be saving those picks for the Myles Garrett trade.
Well, the other question is.
And they don't want to pay two corners $30 million.
Right.
I wonder if he even knew that Sauce Gardner was available.
Oh, he had to.
Well, apparently they've been shopping around for 3 weeks.
Oh, really? Yeah. I didn't read that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So he knew he was there.
No, they clearly feel like the pass rush is what they need.
And they could patch together that second corner.
Yeah.
I mean, they've been trying to do it all year.
I'm just saying. I'm just looking at it in a vacuum. I'm like, Sauce Gardner at 25, 26 years old.
You take one thing they didn't do on their team with the trade for Jalen Phillips, they didn't take something that was a negative and turn it into a definite strength.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll be better, but I don't know if it's a strength.
I agree.
They would have taken the secondary, which at this point has a couple of great players, but is a question to be the best unit on the team.
Yeah. And now it's still a question.
And it's still a question, you know?
And you only got Jalen Phillips presumably for half a season.
And you would have Sauce Gardner for 4 years.
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good question.
I just think he's too good of a player, like if I'm comparing him to the other players.
Yep.
Now, if you'd have told me, would I do two first-rounders for Sauce Gardner versus giving up three first-rounders for Myles Garrett, I would have said I'll give up the three first-rounders for Myles Garrett.
No, me too.
I think that's fair.
Because that's a different level of player.
Well, and he
– I mean, that's a different level of player.
And there's also no question there's a question or two about whether Sauce Gardner is as good as he used to be.
Yeah.
There's no question about whether Myles Garrett is as good as he used to be.
He has 10 sacks.
Yeah.
Crazy.
215-592-9494. We are at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly for Birds at the Bye. It benefits the Travis Mannion Foundation. It is brought to you by Bud Light. Joe Giglio with us all the way up until 3 o'clock. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Show to camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.